This song is Pamara Jana Palini in the Ragam Simhendra Madhyamam, also called Sumadhyuti in the time of Dikshitar. It is the 57th Melakartha Ragam. It is set to the Rupakatalam, which is a 3-beat cycle, or one could view it as a 6-beat cycle. The composer is Dikshitar. This version is from Hyderabad Brothers, and the lyrics and meanings I obtained from Sangeetam.com. The Pallavi of the song goes as Pamara Jana Palini Pahi Bruhan Nayaki. This song has no Anupallavi, it has a Samashti Charanam. Kamithartha Paladayini Karunyamrata Vahini Komala Hridaya Nivasini Guru Guha Mati Prakashini Seemantini Natamantrini Shri Mahadeva Ranjani. So let's look at the meanings. Pallavi Pamara Jana Palini Pahi Bruhan Nayaki. This Kriti is on the presiding deity at the big temple in Tanjavur. It is set to the 57th Melakartha. The Pallavi refers to O protector Palini of the helpless or of the common person. Pamara Jana. Bruhan Nayaki. Bruhan means an enormous form. Nayaki means one who, the goddess who has that enormous form. Protect me, Pahi, Bruhan Nayaki. Shamashti Charanam goes as Kamithartha Paladayini. She is the giver, Dayini, of all the desired boons. Kamitha Artha Pala. Pala means the fruits of what you desired, Kamitha. Artha means the wealth and other things which you desire, material things. Karunyamrata Vahini. Karuna or Karunya means compassion. Amrita is nectar. Vahini means who reigns or who carries such a nectar. Komala Hridaya Nivasini. She resides, Nivasini, in the hearts, Hridaya, of those who are soft natured. Komala Hridaya Nivasini. Guru Guha Mati Prakashini. One who shines as Subramanya's intellect. Subramanya's Guru Guha. Mati means intellect. Sumati means good intellect. Mati Prakashini means one who shines. Seemantini, O goddess. Natha Mantrini, worshipped by Mantrini. Ranjani, Sri Mahadeva Ranjani, one who enchants or one who delights Mahadeva or Lord Shiva. Okay, so that's the very simple meaning of the song. Arohana Arohana of this ragam goes as follows.
Sarigama Padanisa Sanida Pamagarisa.
So Shajjamam Sa Chatushruta Shabam Ri is held flat. There's no Gamakam for this.
Ga
Sadharana Gandharam, mostly oscillating around the Rishabham area.
Ga Riga 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 Ma
Pratimadhyamam.
Ga Pama Pama Pama,
oscillating around the Panchamam area. Panchamam Pratimadhyamam area.
Pa flat. Da Pada 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 Pa Ni Da Sani 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 Sam.
Okay, so it's easy to observe that The gamakams are all very symmetric. The distance between Da and Nishadam is same as the Gandharam to Madhyamam distances. And the gamakams are all small oscillations around the prior or the higher note. Then return is similar.
Sani Da Pamangari Sa Sarigama Badani Sa Sani Da Bamagari Sa Sarigama Badani Sa Sani Da Bamagari Sa.
Okay, so this is the Arohana Arohana. Let's move on to this Kriti. Pamara Jana Palini Pahi Bruhan Nayaki, O protector of the helpless ones, You are the goddess of the enormous form, Brahman Nayaki. Protect me. Rupakthalam, three beat cycle, starts on samam, or the first beat itself.
Pamarajana palini. Pamada pama.
So observe that pamara is pamada in terms of the swaram. So it's a swaraksharam beginning.
Pamada pama. Pam pama. Pamada pama.
It comes with that.
Pamara jana.
So jana just comes after a touch or one aksharam.
Jana palini.
So the nishadam almost merges with the shajam.
Da nisam, da dasas nisam.
It comes with that.
Palini.
Okay, you can give a stop like that. It gives a lot of poise. You can drink in the meaning of the swarams as well as meaning of the sahityam as well as understand the shajjimam.
Pamarajana palini pahi brahan nayaki. Pamarajana palini sani pa dabava pahi brahan. Pahi brahan gari pamagari magari magari.
Okay.
Pa pahi brahan nahyaki e sa sadhani sa digama pamada pamadani sani pa hi brahan nahyaki.
Okay, that is the bass. Once you absorb that bass, then all the other sangatis are varieties on that bass.
Pamara,
that part you replace by
Pamara.
Okay.
Jana, jana,
that's how it gets replaced.
Pamara, jana, pa, pa.
Instead of that,
pa, lini. Pamarajana palini pahi vrhannayaki.
Okay, the last part as you observe is similar. The slight embellishment in
pahi pa dava hi pama brahan gama bamagari gama bamagari brahan brahan.
So the bra picks up quickly at madhyamam, comes down
brahan nahyaki.
That part is similar.
Pamarajana palini pahi brahan nayaki. Pamarajana palini.
Okay, next sangati.
Pahi brahan nahyaki nahyaki. Gaisa sadhani sarigama nahyaki. Pamarajana palini pahi brahan nahyaki. Pamarajana.
Next line.
Pa pa padari zanida padari zanida pahini palini dagari sarida palini pahi brahan navamma gama bumagari nahyaki. Pamarajana palini pahi brahan nahyaki. Pamarajana pa 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 pa.
So the interesting part about that is you have to keep the tension in the gamakam continuous. Pa pa ya darisa pa lini pa hi brihan nayaki. That's next to Nasangati. Pa hi garisani dava pa hi brihan nidava magama naya pamagari sani sari gama samgi pahi brihan naya ki pamara jana palini pahi brihan naya ki sani sari gama. So it is important to keep that all these, even though you're doing it at a higher speed, the gamakams should be like a continuous set of spirals or like a spring which is unwound. Okay,
pahi brihan nayaki.
So you can almost draw it as though it's a spring which is going up or going down.
Pahi na na brihan nidavamagamanaya pavagari ki sanidarigama pamarajanapalini.
That's it, okay?
Sanidarisa.
Okay, it's very clean pallavi, very simple and clean, very good to grasp the essence of the ragam. So it doesn't try any complications, just the essence of the gamakams, which is which I described in the arohana avrohana, is just captured. It's a slight change of paces, and you see that the thalam is also very straightforward. The 12 aksharams in the rupaka thalam, which is 3 plus 3 4 plus 4 plus 4, is either broken up as 4 4 4 or 6 6. Those are the only patterns which comes.
Garisa nidapa,
that's 6.
Nidapa magama brihan,
that's another 6.
Naya,
that's another 6.
Pamagari sani sarigama,
and that also comes only the end. But if you look at the Pamarajana palini, it's all 444.
Pamarajana pa mada pama.
So that pama is the only slight embellishment where you have a 3 instead of 4.
Palini.
Okay, so that's how it comes. Samishti charanam kamitartha paladayini karunyamrita vahini komala hridaya nivasini guru guha mati prakashini seemantini nata mantrini shri mahadeva ranjani. So it's a good idea to articulate these words just as I did it, slowly and deliberately, so that you can understand how to articulate it correctly, and you know what is a word and what is not a word, so that you don't split the song in the middle of a word. Okay, so the usual rule of music is to keep the continuity of the word and keep the continuity of the gamakams as appropriate.
Kamitartha paladayini. Kamitartha gamapada kamitartha.
Observe that the tha is a dirgam and pa is a dirgam. So usually compositions, wherever there's a dirgam in the sahityam, there'll also be a dirgam in the music. Okay.
Ka
is also dirgam.
Kamitartha phaladayini pala.
See, phala. Okay, these all hrswam or short notes, and da is a dirgam or a long note, long aksharam in the sahityam as well as the swaram.
Kamitartha.
So kamitartha has only 4 syllables, but there are 2 dirgams, so that's how it becomes. One dirgam is into 2, and the hrswam is 1, so it's 3 plus 3, that becomes 6, that fits the thalam. Okay, so now you know how it.
Phaladayini
is 5 aksharams, but there's only 1 aksharam which is dirgam, so that's how it fits into this thing. So you can also notice that there is an order in how the words fit into the spaces.
कामितार्थ फलदायिनी कामितार्थ फलदायिनी गामपाद pamada.
So that phala just comes after a touch, after the samam.
Paladayini kamitartha paladayini
ka dogayini. It finishes in the higher reaches, and then you're coming from sa to ga. What is the way? Sa to ga is long distance, right? One way is to come to, is to slide all the way from Sa to Gandharam, which is very low. Or another is to give a crisp slide, Daoga, which is what the composer does. So Sa to Panchamam is just a silence.
Paladayini ka Daoga kamitartha Paladayini kamini Daoga sani Daoga.
It comes like that.
Inni kamitartha paladayini kamitartha paladayini.
Okay, next.
Karunyamrutavayini karun sari sari karunyamrutanyamrutan namabhavagari sadhanisa kamitartha paladayini karunyamrutam nyamrutam namabhavagari.
Karunyamrita should be a single expression, right?
Karunyamrita vahini sadhani sakamitartha paladayini karunyamrita vahini.
Okay, that's all. After that it goes to the Madhyamakala Sahityam. Komala Hridaya Nivasini Guru Guha Mati Prakashini. One who shines as Guru Guha's intellect, and one who resides in the hearts of those who have soft hearts, soft natured hearts.
Komala Hridaya Nivasini Komala Hridaya Nivasini Sanidabhamagamabhadani Sam.
Okay, it comes with that.
Komala Hridaya Sanidabhamaga Sanidabhamaga. So Sanidabhamaga Nivasini Sanidabhamaga.
It's 7. And 7 plus 5 is 12. Okay, so usually when Guru Dikshita does this Madhyamakala Sahityam, even though it might
Komala,
it fits into the four aksharams, but still it sounds as though it's very something very profound.
Komala Hridaya.
Now that is 7. Okay,
Sanidabhamaga Nivasini.
Okay, now that gives a little bit of crispness.
Komala Hridaya Nivasini.
And observe that there's just the avarohana arohana.
Sanidabhamagamapadhanisam dhanisam.
Only that there are some dirghams in between. Sa pa dhanisam. That's all.
Komala Hridaya Nivasini sa sanidabada komala hridaya nivasini.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Sanidabada komala.
Why is that interesting? Because first of all, it's an odd aksharam, and also Nivasini is a 5, and
Sanidabada mirrors that Nivasini,
which is also a 5. Okay, so 5, 5 is a similarity. Similarities always add some aesthetics.
Komala Hridaya Nivasini Komala Hridaya Nivasini Guru Guhamati Prakashini.
So now observe that Guru Guhamati is also 7, but here instead of
Komala Hridaya,
so the dirgham was put in the beginning. Here
Guru Guhamati,
so the dirgham is put in the end. Or
Sanidabhamaga ga.
Okay, so that is a dirgham there.
Prakashini,
that is another 5.
కోమల హృదయ నివాసిని గురు గుహమది ప్రకాశిని, కోమల హృదయ నివాసిని గురు గుహమది ప్రకాశిని సనిదమగ రిగారిస.
సో గాంధారం, లాట్ ఆఫ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ గమకం దర్.
రిగారిస సీమంతిని స్మిసరిగరి సీమంతిని,
సీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని,
సీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి.
ఓకే, నో సీమంతిని ఇఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఇన్ సిక్స్ అక్షరంస్, నతమంత్రిణి ఫిక్స్ ఇన్ అనదర్ సిక్స్ అక్షరంస్, బట్ నోట్ ఇస్ దట్ సీమంతిని ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఫోర్ సిలబుల్స్ ఫిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ టు సిక్స్ అక్షరం, సో దెర్ హ్యాస్ బి టూ దీర్ఘమ్స్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్.
సీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి,
సో నతమంత్రిణి ఇస్ ఫైవ్ అక్షరంస్ ఫిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ టు సిక్స్, సో దర్ ఓన్లీ వన్ దీర్ఘమ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్, మన్ ఇస్ దీర్ఘమ్.
సీమంత్రిని సీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి నిసరిగరి గమ పద్దని శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని.
ఓకే, శ్రీ మహాదేవ, ఓకే దట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టూ బీట్స్. శ్రీ శ్రీ, ఓకే టూ అక్షరంస్,
మహాదేవ్ మహాదేవ,
దట్స్ త్రీ త్రీ ఆర్ సిక్స్ అక్షరంస్, సో టోటలీ ఎయిట్ అక్షరంస్, టూ ప్లస్ సిక్స్.
రంజని
ఇస్ ఫోర్ అక్షరంస్, రన్ ఇస్ దీర్ఘం.
శ్రీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని సన్నిదాప సన్నిదాప గరిగమ పాప్మ గరిగమ శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని సన్నిదాబమ్మ గరిగమ శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని శ్రీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని.
సో యూ అబ్జర్వ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ విత్ ఇన్ ది మధ్యమకాల సాహిత్యం ది ప్యాటర్న్ చేంజ్డ్ డ్రమాటిక్లీ. ది ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ వాజ్ జస్ట్ సిక్స్ అండ్ సిక్స్, ఐఎమ్ సారీ సెవెన్ అండ్ ఫైవ్, సెవెన్ అండ్ ఫైవ్ డన్ ఇన్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ వేస్. ది సెకండ్ పార్ట్ వాజ్ సిక్స్ అండ్ సిక్స్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ఎయిట్ అండ్ ఫోర్ విచ్ హ్యాడ్ అన్ ఎంబెడెడ్ సిక్స్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్. ఓకే, సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ లైమ్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ టు నో.
కోమల హృదయ నివాసిని గురు గుహమది ప్రకాశిని సీమంతిని నతమంత్రిణి శ్రీ మహాదేవరంజని పామరజన పాలిని పాహి బృహన్నాయ పామరజన పాలిని.